1590 AM Denmark, W250 CB Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston's back to the campaign trail today for former President Donald Trump, who will hold a rally in the swing state of North Carolina. He will deliver what his campaign is touting as a major speech on the economy. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang has more on what the Democrats, including vice presidential candidate Tim Walz, are doing.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz defending his military record after relentless attacks from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who've accused Walz of lying about his military record. Hitting back at attacks from fellow veteran Vance, who also never saw active combat. Walz speaking to union members in his first solo campaign speech and slamming Trump as out of touch with working class America.
The government is expected to report this morning that inflation cooled further last month. Consumer prices out today thought to have risen just 0.2% from June to July, a pace slightly above the Fed's 2% target rate. This is ABC News. An arrest in Hawaii after several homemade bombs were found around Maui over the last few weeks.
47-year-old Robert Dumoran is now in federal custody, facing charges for allegedly setting an IED outside of a school on Maui last month. And while not yet charged, he's allegedly linked to similar devices that were placed in multiple areas around the island in the last week or so. A fingerprint found on tape on one device, along with cell phone pings, led investigators to him. He allegedly texted a friend saying that he felt like he had to set off some explosives because it makes him feel better. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Two people recovering after they were both hit by lightning. The two women were both hit by a strike while standing near the rim of the Colorado River's Horseshoe Bend in Arizona. You can find all sorts of stuff at a farmer's market, like 2,400 pounds of meth. Cops in Atlanta say it was stashed in celery and smuggled in by a Mexican drug cartel. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Here's Melissa Kay.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the projected winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. She was leading by 6 points at last check. Numbers were coming in much slower in the Republican primary in the 8th U.S. House race in northeast Wisconsin, where Tony Weed was up by 4 points. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Game 3 of the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers hoping to snap a 3-game losing streak tonight when they host the LA Dodgers again. The Dodgers winning last night 7-2. They hit 4 home runs, including one for second baseman Gavin Lux, who was drafted by the Dodgers back in 2016 out of Indian Trail High School in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th homer of the year. That's the most in the National League. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back in Madison after breaking camp during a 2-week stay in Platteville. NFL, Packers getting ready to take on the Broncos in Denver Friday in a joint practice session. Quarterback Jordan Love.
I think it's good. Like I said, just be able to see somebody new, practice against a new team, and kind of that practice atmosphere where you get to see a lot more, and then you get to go back and break it down the film. So it's good to just be able to see new looks. You know, we've been going against our defense every day, so just be able to get a new feel on defense is always good.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates for a whopper of a Wednesday edition. We'll have all the electoral results in the great state of Wisconsin and our friend Bill Press in the happier happy hour. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a gorgeous Wednesday morning. 61 degrees in Green Bay, 66 in Appleton, 61 in Oshkosh. Didn't somebody say, Todd, was it you or was it somebody at Cholesterol Fest yesterday where they said, like, this week is, like, generally the best weather of the year?
Oh, it was Umentum that said that.
Yeah.
He went back, like, I think 11 years, he said. And this week that we're in right now, what is this, the 13th? Anyway, the third week of August is the best weather week, and that's why they have picked that weekend for their church picnic. And how many people do you say they had there? Like, I don't know. They were out of food by like noon. Is that a good idea?
Oh yeah.
If they started at 10.
Oh my God, Todd. the thing we had on last week,
the lady that
Prince
came on
of Peace,
yeah,
church, unbelievable. They said they were out of water by like noon.
Wow.
They had to turn people away from the car show. They had so many cars.
Yeah.
It was
300 cars.
And they said last year they made over $100,000.
They did way over that this year.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
That's incredible.
I think that's cool, though, how they picked that weekend because of 11 years of history. Because this is the best. And they, right?
And they're right.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, yes, it is.
We got this text here. Diet and exercise are vastly overrated. Remember that Keith Richards has outlived Richard Simmons. It's a great point. And I was talking about John Daly. Still smokes like four packs of cigarettes a day and grossly overweight. And yeah.
But are they happy?
I think they're very happy.
Remember that scene in Grumpy Old Men? And it was Jack Lemmon. Was it Jack Lemmon?
And, yeah.
And what's his name?
Walter Matthau.
No, the other guy. Old guy.
Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, you know, smoking and drinking beer and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Did you ever see the outtakes at the end of the movie? Burgess Meredith was just a nasty old man.
Funny as
funny
hell.
Funny as hell.
He was
My goodness.
Anyway, but this weather week, and we had Brittany on Monday talking about the weather, it kind of turns tomorrow. We're going to be from like 83 down to like 71 or something tomorrow, and there's some rain coming.
Yeah, Brittany said that.
So we got to, if she's right.
Brittany's always right.
She's right more than she's wrong, which can't say that for. Anyway, but the weather does change tomorrow, so we got to get out there and enjoy this. This is. What?
No, we just got another text.
Another sponsor. Hey, yeah, another sponsor.
Another text here. I thought we were listening to Grumpy Old Man. We have a bell on that one. That's the truth.
We're positive.
Yeah.
We got. Okay. So this diet thing, though, Johnny, I think we need to get serious. I do. I have a $100 bet. You're going to give me $100 if I lose. What was the bet? By Christmas? I think it was.
30 pounds?
Was it?
Yeah.
By Christmas?
Yes.
Of what year? Wow. Okay.
So you have about 130 days, roughly.
Okay.
Isn't it?
All right.
Because they say the election is like 100 days away or whatever.
Yes, that's November 5th. Yeah. So, okay. All right. Today, I'm back at the gym. I'm back at the gym today. Yeah, because I took a week off.
I will say this, though. Your biggest problem is that you're a good cook and you enjoy eating. You know, I don't cook. I can't cook anything.
Yeah.
And you are a great cook. So it's like you're sitting there and it's like you don't have to go to a restaurant. You don't have to whatever. You can create something delicious that you would love right there in your house.
Yeah, I have a lot of
inventory. And that's got to be tough.
And I have
you enjoy doing it.
I do. And plus I have a lot of inventory. I mean, I have a freezer downstairs that has all sorts of seafood or just meats, chicken, just beef.
Yeah.
Tenderloin, I got to get rid of all that stuff. I want to do what Kathy did. She just threw all that stuff out. I don't like wasting
But
food.
You could give it to the shelter, right?
Yeah.
Boy, I just came up with the answer to...
Those are like office space.
I'm going to need you to give that to the shelter.
You didn't include that top page. Did you not get the memo? Yeah, I got the memo right here. It's like, the cover page is pretty important. I know. But, you know, I don't have to turn it in until Monday, so I'll get to it. I'll have them resend the memo to you about the cover page. Insane. No, I've got it right here. Yeah, we'll get that sent right out to you.
Anyway, yes, it's going to be great. And $100 would be nice to have. And I got plenty of time.
Oh, plenty
30 pounds to work on that. And I want to do it too. That's maybe I have, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
I remember we used to have a guy at my old station. We'd have a guy come in who was on one of those weight loss things, like, you know, whatever.
But they always pick you radio guys.
Yeah.
Because you guys are overweight.
I told you I got fired from a couple of those, though, right? I was losing no weight. I remember I was on one of them, and the stuff tasted like crap. You know, they give you these little cardboard things.
Right.
Oh, mix it with water and put in the microwave, and it's this So I convinced this girl to give me just stockpiles of those little peanut butter bars they had, and that's all I would eat. And I actually gained weight. I got fired from it. True story. Yeah.
I know. They had a lot of that Jenny Craig with
Do any of those work? Guys. Yeah, I know. Hey, Todd, salespeople in radio made crap tons of money.
Oh, off of us.
Yes, absolutely.
Off of us.
And it's like, oh, I got a great thing for you. Yep. You can eat this crap for 3 months, and I'm going to make money.
Yep.
It's a win-win. Yeah.
And you're like, do I get anything out of it? Well, you know.
The food.
Yeah.
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 That tastes like garbage. Yeah.
I like it better when we sponsor a small business and they bring in their cheeseburgers. their wraps.
Oh, I got to tell you, did you make those Italian beef sandwiches that day when you gave me a couple?
That with the peppers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you make those?
No. I was part of they were made. They were homemade. We didn't buy them. They were homemade. Of the process.
We could do a stand out on the street and sell those and make a lot of money.
Yeah, those are
Were delicious. I mean, you can go downtown Chicago and you won't find something better than those. Those were incredible. That beef you had was something else.
Yeah. That's AFG. Yeah, that was good.
Maybe that's what we could do for the draft. Italian beef sandwiches.
With you being Italian?
Yeah. What do you think?
Those are good. And we can keep them, you know, put them in a warmer.
Those peppers were great.
Nah, the peppers were great.
The buns were great.
Yeah, the bread.
Where'd the buns come from?
I think Voyager. I have to look. I'm not sure. Because they're great. Panera's, they're all great donors to us. So, and that was... But, you know, how many did you have? Four?
Two.
No, you didn't.
You only gave me two.
I dropped. The next day, I gave you two more.
You did not.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
I did roll the window down.
I did. Oh, yeah. You're right. I forgot about that. It's like a drug deal. He pulls up, Todd.
I do.
I'm out on the sidewalk.
Tinted windows.
He pulls up, rolls the window down. I just reach in, grab, and run back in. I'm like a squirrel grabbing a nut and running back to his tree.
I swear to God, if people were actually able to see you guys outside the studio off the... Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It is. It's a 10-second handoff. Tops. We don't even really visit. We just
thank you. Boom. And he takes off.
Those days got to stop.
They do.
Food. All right.
They've got to stop.
Yeah. The other thing I'm really into is granola, cherries and yogurt.
Granola's not great for you.
Yeah. No, I read that.
I remember back in the day, that was like the health food, right. Granola.
No,
it's and now it comes out, it's not.
Yeah, it's homemade granola, but there's a lot of.
But it's still anything that has the carbs, which yeah. And carbs are sugar.
And what else do you put on it? Is there honey or
yeah,
sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good for you, then.
I can't understand why you can't lose weight eating that stuff.
But that is good. Once the cherries are gone, I think I'm going to throw out the yogurt.
The best type of thing you can eat is Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
And I guess I don't know why, but Greek yogurt, they say, is so much better for you than regular yogurt.
Well, I get the vanilla. Yeah, vanilla yogurt. But that with because I told you, I went and all those cherries in Door County and granola.
Oh,
that's
by
good.
The way.
It's very good.
By the way, now that I'm on my super protein diet, what did I ask you to make for me?
Oh.
The chili. Remember, you haven't made me that chili.
Turkey?
What yeah. With turkey, ground turkey, chili.
Yeah, why are you putting ground turkey in there? We can use it.
Well, it's just better for you than ground beef.
Well, I'll use ground round.
Okay.
That's better.
But okay, I could live on good chili. I could live on chili. I love chili like you can't believe. I'd like to own a restaurant, serve nothing but chili.
There are people who've, you know, I mean, there's people who like, no, like that guy that was on from Cincinnati, right? Skyline Chili. And there's people who, you know, it's Chili John's. There's people who've made a living
yeah.
as that being their mainstay.
Yeah.
I don't know if just chili would work, but anyway,
I'm
yes.
going to own a chili stand. What?
I tell you that.
I am. I'm going to start up a chili stand. I'm going to make the best chili. Nobody doesn't like chili. There's nobody that would turn down chili.
Well, vegetarians don't like it.
The only thing I would not, I don't want tomatoes in it.
Mm. You can do vegetarian chili, though, too, like with beans and stuff like
yeah,
that.
That's yeah, that's true. That's true. But that wouldn't come out of my kitchen. Although my kids are home, I'll do anything I can to do vegetarian because I got two vegetarians.
But you were going to make me a big thing of chili and you never did.
All right. I can do that. I can do it. I can do it. I just, not this weekend, I'm going to be gone. I'm going up to a wedding in Door County, so I hope the weather's good. Because that's.
Well, it's only Wednesday. You've got plenty of time.
Do you? Okay. And again,
I've got.
Hey, Todd, look at this. Funerals and weddings. Funerals yeah, and weddings. Exactly. What are you doing tomorrow? I got a funeral. What are you doing this weekend? I got a wedding.
That's how you can make money. Just sell yourself to show up at all the weddings and funerals.
Absolutely.
I
hire you.
I do have a funeral coming up, though.
Of course you do.
No. Do you remember John Scheer?
I know the name.
Yep. He was great. Green Bay guy, ran the United Way forever. And then he went back to school. I think he was like 62 or 63, so it's never too late. Got his degree in nursing.
Oh.
And then he was like the male nurse. Wrote a book, came to City Hall. He talked
That's
to
where
all
I must
the
know the name from then.
Yeah, he's very, very popular. Well, anyway,
he passed away?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. His funeral's 24th.
Got text. Perfect name for it, Mino. Chili John's.
Yeah. That is funny.
Might have some issues with
that. Our listeners are funnier than us.
They are. You know what? We always say every person that comes into this studio is cooler than us.
Oh, man.
Our listeners
Hands
are funnier
down.
Than us.
Yeah.
Not more creative. There's not even a question about that. Not even a question. But you know what? Okay, so again, we're both in this weight loss mode.
We are.
Okay.
We are.
And you've got a personal trainer.
I do.
And you got the whole thing going.
I do.
But we've got to realize it's more of the nutrition aspect of it okay. to lose weight than the working out
so
aspect.
So I can scrap
of.
My
because I'm a firm believer. I gained more weight from working out than lost. And the reason is because I would run and think, man, I just lost 2 pounds from running, and I would eat 2 cheeseburgers yeah. with the bun and fries yeah. and chips and dip.
Right.
Because well, I can eat all this because I just jogged for 20 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know why I eat. That's what my wife says. Because why are you eating? You're not hungry. I think it's, I don't know if I'm depressed anxious.
Pleasure. It's pleasure.
We got to find something that I can eat that I don't gain weight.
We got to set a quick break. We'll ponder that. I could say day.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I got to tell you guys, we got a message from Michael Friedman, who's going to be in tomorrow to talk about the NFL draft and all that kind of stuff. He sent a message. He says, looking forward to seeing you guys. I'm bringing you a special treat tomorrow.
Oh, well, I hope it's a fruit tree.
Well, or a treadmill or something. Yeah.
I had a iceberg lettuce.
Yes.
Wow. Exactly.
That guy's great.
He's great, man.
I'm working with him with my house, and I'm just learning a lot. I did sign an agreement that he would be the listing guy or get me a tenant, but there's a lot to that. Tonight there's a seminar. I want to look that up at the next break, and I'm going to that tonight just to learn more about it, because I think a lot of people, I mean, we don't have the hotels that we need here in Green Bay, and I think to rent
your
house.
Well, the NFL took them all right off the bat, didn't they?
Right, yeah. So, I mean, if someone wants to make an extra, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, I think that's an opportunity, but it's not as easy as you think. It's not just putting a...
Well, how much did it cost you for an inspector to come through?
He's coming Tuesday.
How much?
There's $500 to look at my house.
That's incredible.
$500. And I don't... Okay.
That's one house.
County.
And there's probably, 1,000 houses that are going to be like...
That's county.
What are they going to do with that money?
Right. Maybe they'll put your marker up at the trail.
That would be nice.
It's a county. Yeah,
I want to throw this up. Maybe if the flukies are listening or anybody that uses the trail a lot, and I'll be honest with you, I still use the trail with my bike illegally.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest with you. Nice, yeah. I just do it illegally. But why don't they have a marker up? Or is there a marker up that says this is the start? This is 000. Because the first marker I could find is 1.6 miles.
Yeah, it's pretty far in.
Yeah. Where is their marker that says where the trail starts?
I think if the flukies would send an email, it'd be done. I mean, they are the experts on trails, right?
Yeah.
They got books. They've been all over.
Yes.
I agree, John. For some people don't care, but other people are there for exercise.
We got to call Troy. Where's Troy? Call Troy. Do you have a cell? I got a cell. Do you have a cell?
Hell yeah.
All right. Troy, if you're listening.
I'm not calling him.
Come on. He's the guy. He runs the county. Troy and I are great friends.
Okay, you call him.
Troy, where is the marker? And my health depends on this.
No.
I got to take
better guy to call.
Who?
That guy we had on here. He runs
Parks
Department.
Oh, yeah, he runs the trail.
He's a good guy. No, he runs the whole park system for the county.
Yeah.
He runs that. He was here to talk about the new camping and what they're doing.
Yeah.
And that, we got to find that. Anyway, go ahead. What were you going to say? Sorry.
No, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, wow.
I do that to him.
You do that to me a lot. I do
it in the car yesterday, and I interrupt him. I'm like, what were you saying? He goes,
I don't remember now.
I don't remember now.
I know what it is. Yeah. So, Todd, you're always the fact finder guy.
Yep. Right.
So, I thought, because we're going to talk with Mark Hewson when he comes in about, I want to do this. I really want to do the rucksack march. For helping get the word out about veteran suicide. Okay. And that's November, 17 miles.
When is it?
I don't know the exact date. Okay. We're going to have Will Koken on next week. He's on vacation right now.
All right.
But, so I thought, well, man, is that could take me like 10 hours? How long is that going to take to go? So I actually timed myself for 1 mile yesterday on the trail I went from the 1.6 thing. No, that's a little more than that. Hang on. So I'm going to find it right now. And I just want to know if this is a pretty good pace. Yes or no. Hang on.
How far are you going with the hula thing?
17 miles. That's the goal. And we're trying to get sponsorship, you know, to do it type of thing.
And how many minutes?
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out yesterday.
What did you do
tomorrow? That's
15? 16?
18 minutes and 45 seconds.
That's 19.
For 1 mile. So, yeah, it's probably going to be 20 because that was 1 mile versus, you know, by mile 12, I think the pace will slacken. 5.3 hours?
Yeah.
That's not horrible, I guess, huh? I got to get some really good gel shorts.
Yeah.
What?
You sure you want to do that?
Yeah. Even if I can't do the full 17, I want to do as many miles as I can and get sponsorship. I'm asking for people, minimum of $1, will you sponsor me for how far I'll go? So the most it would cost you would be $17. What do you think?
That's
so 20 minutes. That's 3 miles an hour. So that's not bad.
Okay, what happens when you do 9?
Then they only have to pay $9.
Okay, who's going to collect it,
Todd.
Rebate it? There's a lot of pay. That might be one of those, you know, collect a dollar, spend $1.25 to get a dollar. You got to be careful with that because that's...
Todd won't charge. Todd, will you...
What if you
accept
get,
that challenge?
You get 100,
Todd?
Go collect it, stamps, Todd? Calls, emails,
Todd?
Vimo.
Todd? Trying to stay out of this.
Yeah,
come on!
If you do 10 bucks a mile, then I think you could do all right. But that's... Well, it's great you're doing it. I think it's great.
I almost feel like if I
November?
Can do 12 miles, I've succeeded. If I can walk 12 miles, I'm good. I don't know if I can do the full 17. I'm going to give it a shot. Mark Houston's actually going to put together a workout program for me. To do this.
I had a guy do that for the marathon for me.
That's what I mean.
He's actually, we're going to get him on here.
Oh, maybe kid, Mark will be that guy.
His kids are both Navy SEALs. Who's that guy? Jerry?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's a marathon runner.
Oh.
And it was pretty smart what he said. That said, you can do that run a mile, walk a minute. He said he picked up like almost 20 minutes off his time. Run a mile, walk a minute. For the marathon.
You mean
instead
he had
of
a better
slow.
Time by walking?
Well, he had a better time by, like, when I say run a mile, you run kind of fast.
Okay.
And then you walk for a minute, then you run another mile. He goes, so you're really not running 26
really?
Miles.
I've never heard of that.
You're running a mile 26 times. And,
you know, I was thinking about this yesterday when I was walking, about what your doctor said to you. You don't have to lose 20 pounds. You just have to lose 1 pound 20 times. And I was thinking about that, you and me. It's like, we've done that. We've lost a pound 20 times. We lost a pound, gained it, lost a pound, gained it, lost a pound. So we've done that 20 times now.
No. I see, now I'm energized about losing weight. But
Do this with me. Do the ruck march with me.
No, I don't want to do that.
Why?
No, because no.
Why?
I think of something else.
Why?
I don't want that thing on my back for one. You're gonna get this.
I don't think there's a weight limit. How much to?
Well, if you put a blanket in there, people are gonna no. I mean, you got to carry what 10? We're already carrying 40 pounds.
I
shouldn't be carrying. We're gonna add to that.
Well, it'll even out because those 40 are
good idea.
Gone. So this will even it out on
good
the back.
For your knees.
Yeah, it's ballast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, do it with me.
Nah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Okay, I want to throw this out there, not a challenge, but whoever, we want to put together a Mino and Mayor team, even though the mayor's not going to be a part of it,
right?
To walk the Ruck March in November for prevention of veteran suicide. What? So we want to throw that out there. Who would like to be on our team? We'll even get T-shirts. You'll be Team Mino and Mayor.
John, I'm telling you, I am busy.
Yeah, of course you are.
No, I am. On Saturday, November 2nd.
I don't know the date yet.
Is the bowl-a-thon for the new community shelter, which is an awesome event.
I don't know the date.
And then on the 9th, we are doing the 100-year celebration. We're hosting that for the new community shelter in the Northland Hotel. Those are the first two Saturdays. If it's the 16th, I'll do it. How's that?
I think it's the 16th. I do.
You do not.
I do.
Okay.
Todd, all right, you looked it up. Hoo-ah, rucksack march, ruck march.
Yep.
If it's the 16th, I'll do it. But
okay.
If it's, I'm
but we need
you,
a sponsor.
I'm booked.
Are Ben and Deanna coming in right now?
They're here.
Oh, no, I'm going to try to hit them up.
We can get sponsors.
I'm going to get Ben and Deanna as our sponsor.
17. Maybe Deanna will walk with you.
Absolutely.
You go, yeah.
I don't want to speak for her.
Hang on. Mark Houston just texted me. Saturday, November 9th. The purpose of this event is threefold. To raise awareness for issues of veteran suicide. I've got the whole thing here.
Yeah. Can't do it. Thanks, Mark.
Why not? Why can't you
I
do
just
it?
Told you that. See, I'm glad
he's
told you that.
He's got a wedding and a funeral that day.
The Malcor is in the house. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We're just a couple weeks away from what could become some of the busiest marketing times for dairy. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, beginning in September, the dairy sector should start to see more interest from retailers looking to build their inventories for the holidays. But will that be the case this year? Mike North, primary trader with EverAg out of Platteville.
That ultimately is our normal seasonal peak. It's when we love to be active in the marketplace, and this year looks like it's well supported to be active there again. Yes, that's the time of the year when, you know, school milk is starting to suck some volume back out and compete. We're ramping up for the holidays. All things hit right around that September, October timeframe. And so it's hopefully when we're going to get a better look at even some better prices, but don't look a gift horse in the mouth, as they say.
All right, let's keep our fingers crossed. Mike North, one of the primary operators with EverAg out of Platteville. We'll give you the dairy market numbers as well as the rest of our grain trade and overnight activity. That's next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
It was a good day in Chicago for the barrel cheese. It was up 7 cents to 216. 40-pound block cheese on Tuesday up to a 202. Double A butter came down 2 cents, 312 a pound. This morning in overnight trade, September Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, it's down 6 right now at 21.28. October closed 9 cents stronger, 21.66 a hundredweight. Currently, December corn's down just a half, 3.96 and 3 quarters. November soybeans are up 3 and a quarter at 9.65 and 3 quarters. September wheat right now down 3 and a quarter, 5.25 and a half. There's your market update for a Wednesday morning. Don't forget, more news anytime, MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Todd, we got a remote coming up on the 27th.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fun.
Could you talk about that, please?
We can talk about it.
Oh, do you have a mic?
I got a mic.
Okay.
So coming up on the 27th, we were talking about rental properties and stuff like that for the draft.
Yes.
And we are going to be broadcasting live from Simple Life Hospitality's Green and Gold Party House. Basically right across the street from Lambeau Field. And we'll be out there live on Tuesday the 27th from 6 till 9, broadcasting live. You guys have to see the pictures of this place.
Oh, can't wait.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. So we'll be out there live 6 to 9. People can come on out. The Packer Band is showing up at 7 o'clock.
So your buddy Kevin?
Yep, Kevin Van Ness and the guys will be out there playing. And then later, if you can't come out and see us during the live remote, they've got an open house going on from noon till 6. So you can stop out anytime during that time and have a little fun. Check it out.
Beautiful. So the band's starting at 7 a.m.
Yes, so we're going to wake everybody
had
up.
We had them on the street one time.
Right down here.
For Oktoberfest at 7 o'clock.
But this
and
house.
I don't think we had any complaints.
No.
I mean, they were great.
No. What is city ordinance on that?
I think it's 7. No, I think it is.
Jim changed the ordinance.
Well, no, I'll tell you what.
You know what? There should be a city ordinance. Let me tell you what there should be. You know, there's obscenity laws and things like that. Jim wearing lederhose with this little pouch in his crotchal region. We cannot figure out what that's for. Hey, Todd, when you came with that,
to be photos out there.
What's the pouch for? We could not figure that out.
Okay, John.
Snacks.
Is that for like a harmonica or something? It's like, why do you have a pouch in your crotchal region?
Your pretzels those to go with the beer.
Those are on your neck, but those were expensive lederhosen.
I know. I'm saving up for
a pair. Did you have those on last year?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. See, I heard all this because I was walking my dog. Oh. I am now kicking myself.
Yes. That was actually a really good time.
It was. It was a lot of fun.
Kevin's band is
But
awesome.
Him and lederhosen with a pouch in the crotchal region was something to see.
God. Do you realize how many? Nobody's going to look me in the eye next time.
I don't look you in the eye now. Just being honest. Ben and Deanna Malcor, one of our favorite times of the entire week having you guys here.
Thanks for having us.
We love it.
What is going on?
It's kind of a crazy time right now. Well, before we forget, because we do this all the time, we just listed two lots in Hunter's Run. So if anybody's looking to build in that area, we've got two lots that just hit the market.
How big?
One of them is about just under an acre, and the other one is just under a half acre. So if you put them together, I think when you put them together, if you want to buy both, I think it's like 1.4, something like that.
Okay, and tell, where is it again?
That's
Hunter's Run subdivision.
Beautiful area.
So beautiful area. There's lots there in the community. It's a housing association community, and then, of course, it's right by the bay.
Awesome.
Great.
Fantastic. I'm going to text her. Ben has the best laugh.
Doesn't he?
Well, he's very hearty.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes. That's plenty of elbow room, acre. I mean, of course, I live in the hood, but I mean, that's a lot.
Oh, don't you? I'm going to smack you. I'm going to punch you right in the face. I went from big, I told you what I did.
What has happened here?
I told you yesterday. Okay, so we had Cholesterol Fest.
Oh, yes, yesterday.
Side pork.
Right.
Deep fried.
Yeah.
There was nothing there that was healthy for a person.
No.
There
were was this the desserts. Pre-workout that you guys
were
talking about?
Okay. So people do marathons and they carbo load.
Yeah. Yep.
And I did just the opposite. I walked for 2 hours to prepare for Cholesterol Fest. Burn it off because I know. But what I'm saying is, I got off the trail because people tick me off on the trail. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I left that. So I'm walking through this whole area that, you know, you drive through the Astor Park area, but you don't walk it. I was just amazed at the architecture.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's stunning. Beautiful.
Stunning.
So for you to say you live in the hood, you live in such a great area.
Yeah.
It's and I'm walking through, and
it's
like,
city.
I would buy a house here in a heartbeat.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Beautiful architecture.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful homes and great neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to say that, you know, we talk about buying a home, and it's probably one of your probably the biggest investment you're going to make. And it's really nice when you're surrounded with super nice people.
Yeah.
And we've been very, very fortunate.
Well,
in the last two houses we've got, and we've just loved our neighbors.
Yeah, Astor Park, if you are going to buy an Astor Park, you are going to put your heart and soul into that house.
Yeah. You are.
Because they're old, they're historic, they do take a little bit more work.
Sure.
But you get the neighbors that are so invested that
absolutely
not only in their house, but their neighborhood.
You can just see it as you walk through.
Oh, yeah. 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 It's pride.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, and so many of those people are preservationists, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to take those
They wouldn't
homes.
Be there if they weren't.
Yeah. 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 And just maintain and restore.
I was telling Johnny, and people are really proud of the history of their home. Like Dr. So-and-so lived here, or and the Postmaster General lived here. And it's just, there's a lot of cool history in that neighborhood as well.
Well, and if you ever get a chance, we met with a young couple a few weeks back, and we were telling them down at the Brown County Library, you can go through the old phone books. The old phone books will actually give you the occupation of the people who have lived in
Gold. Yeah. I would love to do that.
Cool. It was really cool. Yeah.
Super cool.
I kind of zoned out there for a second.
Am I maintaining?
So I don't know if you told the story, but we were trying to find the history of one of the houses that we were that we were listing, because you could tell that there was kind of a service servant stairs back.
We were talking about a carriage house. There's one that had a carriage house.
That's
it's
cool.
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of how we got to the library and start. And then we just, I mean, we didn't find anything on the house that we were going to be listing, but we were there forever looking through those books. It's so neat.
And you know what? Because we were just talking about this the other day where, in Green Bay, or excuse me, in Manitoba. Oh, there it is, Jim with his lederhosen and his.
Oh my God!
Okay, next.
Yeah, his little pouch.
He does have a pouch.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like a hand warmer pouch or something.
Those beers are cool.
Limited.
So
hands.
We're talking about in Manitowoc, beautiful, beautiful houses in like Michigan Avenue and those. But they have shared driveways.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Sure.
But on these streets, a lot of them, you can tell how rich, for lack of a better word, some of these people must be, because they had like curved driveways where the garages are right behind the house, where you could barely see them.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been like a real hoity-toity feature, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, where the carriage pulled up.
Right? Yes,
and just
exactly.
Kind of the old roundabout out front.
Yes.
Or half roundabout, so to speak.
Yeah.
But you have to walk. And I mean, I've lived here since 1984, and I've driven, and I've never noticed the houses.
Well, those aren't really driving streets, though, some of them. You know,
they're
walking streets, and you got to really get out and go for a walk. They all have terraces, which is cool.
It's so pretty.
The lawns are pretty well maintained, too, you know, most of them hedges and that. So, you're talking about, you know, some of them, you even got to look over the hedges to see the homes. But they take a lot of pride.
Yeah.
And I think that's great to find, you know, to find the right house. But boy, if you can find the right neighborhood too, that's a win-win.
Well, one of our agents is going to be listing a house in Astor Park.
Oh, really?
And we had went over there to kind of help determine kind of price and do a market analysis with her.
Is that hard doing a market analysis of a house that's like 120 years old? Because let me ask you this, because I mean, Jim, you've dealt with, you had to put in new windows.
Well, they're money pits.
And things like that. Well, I mean, like plumbing, if it's like lead pipes, do those have to be changed?
How about a chimney?
Or things? I mean, no.
That stuff, it all costs, you know, and you have to know that going in.
Yeah.
You do. This, and what we did, we've been there forever, but we just allocated $10,000 a year for improvements.
Yeah.
And you say, well, gee, that sounds like a lot. You can spend it. And
there's
things that you have to do. There's things that you want to do. But
Do you tell people that? I mean, what he's saying right now, you know, for potential buyers that, hey, just so you know.
You should budget for that, because it's not like you build these, you buy these newer houses that are, you know, 15 years old. It's like they're vinyl siding or aluminum. But
you know,
there's no maintenance.
Code.
But this stuff, you got a tuck point, and that's expensive.
Well, that's why that update sheet is so important, you know, that the sellers fill out. You know, these older homes,
right?
That update sheet tells you so many.
Yeah. But this house was so beautiful.
Right.
So they've done such a great job. And that, you find that a lot in Astor Park. So when that hits, I think it's going to go fast. But you know,
can you tell us the street?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's not our listing.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say
But
it's one of our agents.
We're talking about this. This weekend is the house walk in Astor Park.
Mm. Oh, really?
So there's six houses that are open where people kind of come in and you show them around. We've done that. But then there's probably 30 other houses that just put a sign in front, and it just tells you a little bit of the house. We'll do that at our house. You know, the chandeliers from here, and it's built in this year. But it's just and I hope the weather holds, but it's a nice time to walk around that neighborhood and just see these 40 houses that are open.
Yeah.
It costs money to go into the houses. I don't know what they charge for that, but you can walk around and just look at houses, and there's a sign in front that you were looking for.
Yeah.
And they're all been pretty well researched, and they got pictures too.
It's so cool.
I bet it's fun for you guys even when you listen, like just to walk around and
kind of character. Yeah. You cannot afford that character in a new home. I mean, it's so fun to get in homes that are different.
That's why it used to bug me when we did that thing when I was working for what was the name again? Love It, Live Here or something?
Yeah, on the
Green Bay. Yeah. And we go into these houses, beautiful old houses, even on like Ashland and some of those places.
Yeah.
But they were rentals.
Yeah.
And all that beautiful woodwork was painted over and just trashed. Yeah. And it's like,
I know. Yeah.
You're destroying history here. This is Green Bay. Yeah. This is the foundation of beautiful Green Bay. And absentee landlords. And
I know. Yeah. It can be hard, but so many in Astor Park. They're gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
So are the owners at the house in this Astor Park walk?
The six houses that are open.
Okay.
They'll be there and they'll invite you in and show you some things. The other 36, I think. There are 34. I think there's 40 houses. We'll just have signs in front. I mean, we're not going to be home, but I mean, you can just look at that and say, this is cool. But yeah, we do that every year. And we would have done, we're going to a wedding this weekend. We would have opened our house up. We did it like 5-6 years ago and it's fun. People come in and they're like, wow, this is cool. And, but you talk about at the end of that, it's expensive. It's also, nobody builds two staircases, one for the maid and one for, because it's a waste of space. It's a waste of money. And staircases are really expensive too. But it's just cool to have that stuff that probably isn't going to be built again. But
you're living history.
Yeah. And that's what I was just going to say, at an expense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is an expense.
I talk to young kids and they're like, oh God, man, this is a cool house. I think I want to live in this neighborhood. I'm like, dude, that's fine. We'd love to have you in the neighborhood, but just, you know
what you're getting into.
Don't put all your money into the house because
Yeah.
Anyway, it's great. And you get up to do the electricity, and they have that, what is that, tube and wire or whatever? That
Knob and tube.
Yeah.
Like, is this stuff? The guy's like, man, this all has to go.
And like you and I both said, when we were both realtors, people would ask about what type of furnace, what kind of, and we were like, I don't know, but it's good.
Yeah.
It works.
And people would say this, how does it work? It's like, just dandy.
Does this have a boiler? Does this have,
That thing is pushing heat.
That's why I bring Ben with me. Right. So, when we show homes, it's really nice because he knows all the basement and garage stuff, and I can just focus on.
Yeah. I hated getting those questions from people.
Man. I know.
I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. I know there's sometimes.
He had a carriage house and he tore it down. Can you believe
that? Well, it just really, I don't know. John, it was a garage. It was an old garage that was too close to my home, and I could only fit. You couldn't even fit an SUV in there. It was just, no.
Sure.
So we bought the lot behind us, and then we.
And he didn't like his neighbor, so he got it rezoned, so they had to move.
That is kind of true.
Oh, yeah.
We're dealing with
Mayor Daley here.
That's not really the whole truth.
Yeah, it is.
We won't say anything.
We won't say anything.
It was 7 feet next to me, and there was a curb cut, so he'd park his car kind of. I looked at it as my front yard. I didn't like that, and I kept trying to buy it from him. And this and 10, 15, and I said, "Come on." He wouldn't sell to me, so I ended up bought his house. And then I rezoned it. Then I sold the house.
That's our marriage.
And took out the curb cut. So it'll never go back.
Now we know who to talk to.
Absolutely.
Hey, wow. I think you live in a house and you also live in a neighborhood. And I just didn't. And people were like, that's crazy. But it was legal that he could do that. And I'm like, he wasn't very cooperative. So I didn't take another step.
You do. And that's a good point. For buyers, you have to pick out the neighborhood too. So,
absolutely.
Because there's so many different neighborhoods with housing associations or on golf courses where they allow certain things, they don't allow others. So you're really picking out a home and a neighborhood.
No question.
We got a guy who lived in our neighborhood and then moved to North Carolina, and is moving back and he's trying to buy the house in our neighborhood that he lived in, which is kind of cool. It says a lot because it's that the house
says a lot for the neighborhood.
Right. Yeah. The house is a decent, it's a good house. I mean, it's just a decent house, but it's the neighborhood, him and his wife, obviously they really liked it. So they just last Saturday, they're talking to the owners and they're like, well, we're not really interested in selling. It's like, how uninterested are you? One of those things.
But I think that says wonders for the neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Ben's dad kind of bought your dad bought your grandpa's house, right? So it's kind of the house you grew up in, and then you guys grew up in it.
Oh, that's
cool. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. All right, we're going to be talking real estate. What's hot in the market? What's going on these days? I don't even want to talk interest rates because that's all over the place. But we'll just talk about what's hot and everything like that with the Malcors They are awesome. Great to have Ben and Deanna here. Quick break, 1 minute, and we'll be right back.
Father, where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing
out. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. My name is the Mayor. We're with Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty. They are experts in the business of realty. Any questions you have, get a quick text here. Have you ever had people talk about neighbors' political signs when selling? Would that be a positive or a negative?
Yeah, you know what? We tell all of our sellers, take off anything that you can or take out anything that is political or religious, because yeah, those are two things that can really set people off.
Wow.
When it's your neighbor, that's a whole different conversation.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know that we've ever...
I have. I mean, you know, we live in a world of extremes,
right?
You know, so it's inevitably you're eliminating 50% of the buyer political side out there.
It's one of those, this too shall pass.
We have
can't, it's just, politics is, like you said, it's pretty divisive right now, but I mean, that wouldn't stop me because, you know, that sign's going to be gone November 6th, you know?
Yeah.
So,
sure.
I had people tell me when I was in real estate, they would not buy a house that had a Schmidt for Mayor sign. I'm just being honest.
On every zone.
So you had that house.
I had that one house. By the way, can I show you that picture somebody sent me yesterday? Since it was election day, of you with one of your signs. You were a lot younger and a lot thinner.
I'm just being honest. Yeah.
Just being honest.
I think Jason Jerry posted that.
Just being honest.
I know. It goes quickly, doesn't
but
it?
We talk about real estate, bricks and mortars, neighborhoods, but you know, there's a whole industry enhancement going on right now.
There is an antitrust settlement. I don't think it's officially approved until November, but it is changing a little bit on how we work.
This is big.
Yeah. There are parts of it that seem like they are a huge change, but on the backside, they really aren't.
Well, that's just it. You know, here in Wisconsin, the lawyers that have written up the contracts, which are state approved forms, have done an exceptional job. So for us here in Wisconsin, not a lot by way of huge changes.
Yeah.
Just enhancements.
But just the fact that something happened like that.
Yeah. Yeah. The problem is probably more so than anything is misinformation that's out there.
You're right.
So,
you're right.
You know, so like buyer agents, you know.
And I've actually read about this and I thought, well, I'm going to wait for Ben and Deanna to explain it to me.
I know. Well, I know, you know, there's so much talk about how buyer agent gets paid.
Yes.
And that really can come in the like four different forms. So when you are an agent for a buyer, you can get paid what's called firm to firm, which is kind of what is, you know, I'm not going to say necessarily standard, but what happens more frequently now and probably will stay that way in the future because it is in the seller's best interest.
Right.
They can get paid directly from the seller itself. So if you can write it into the offer to purchase, there's a new section in there where you can have the seller pay the buyer's firm, or they can get paid by the buyer. And that can come out of some seller concessions, or it can come out of their own checkbook. So there are many different ways and a combination of all of them. So if there is a certain percentage that's given firm to firm, then that agent can go and ask the seller if they would be willing to make the difference up of what they get paid, because they do work hard. Buyer agents, they're traveling all over.
Yeah. I can honestly say there were months I lost money from gas and stuff like
that's
that.
That's just it.
Yeah.
There's some buyers that we've been working with for years that are just waiting for they love their home, but they're waiting for their next home, and they're not going to do it until they find the perfect one, which is great, and I understand that, but buyer agents, they work hard. They work for a long time. They write a lot of offers to get somebody in a home.
Absolutely.
So it's just a matter of laying out, being a little bit more transparent about how that happens. But what has happened in the past, which is that firm-to-firm compensation, so you pay your listing agent a certain percentage, and then that listing agent turns around, that firm turns around and pays the buyer agent firm. That's how it's really traditionally been done in the past, and I think it'll go forward still with that same mentality.
You know, I had a listing one time, and the lady called me after it was all over. She says, I'm kind of disappointed. I said, why? I mean, this whole thing. She goes, I just saw the commission you made, $12,000. I'm like, no. I've got like 2% of that. People don't realize that doesn't all go to those people. Well, it's broken way. That pie is split in a lot of little pieces.
There is a lot of pieces of the pie, for sure.
I mean, like $1,200, maybe. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So it's one of the things that in the old contracts that we use in our listing contracts, I'm not going to say that was the agent's decision on what that firm-to-firm compensation was going to be, but the new contracts make it very transparent that the seller needs to approve that amount.
That's great.
So it is really great. So it makes the listing agent explain the process a little bit more. So I do think that so many things that have come to light in this settlement are really good.
Great.
I think it's going to open up lines of communication.
And you're right, transparency, because even people are like, what are closing costs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? That's the term that you hear, but what exactly is that?
And you know what? Your agent can get that for you at any time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So they can lay out some different scenarios. And, you know, we get ours direct from the title company. We don't like to play with numbers.
Right.
So we want it to come from the actual person who's going to be closing that transaction for you.
So what do you guys, what does Bay Area Realty have going on? What's hot?
Oh my goodness, what is that? Well, we're going to be at Farmer's Market slinging beers next week.
Really?
Yeah. Next Wednesday.
Nice.
I will stop down. Todd's giving a woo-woo.
I know, right? We love working the Farmer's Market and the beer tent. So it's a great time for our agents just to come out, have fun, you know, be involved in the community. Yeah.
This coming Wednesday or next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Week from tonight.
Week from tonight.
I will be there.
It is Wednesday. My word.
I know.
God, I know.
What are there
trends right now of what people are looking for? Like I said, walking through Astor Park yesterday, it's like, oh my God, I'd give anything to have a cool old character type house. When we built a house and stuff like that, it was like a certain trend. And you and I talked a little bit about this is with what's her name, Chip and Diane.
Yeah.
Or Chip and
Joanna Gaines.
Joanna. Yeah. You know, where they were doing it was like, you know, the shiplap and different things.
Oh yeah.
Is there a trend right now that's hot when people say, I would love to find a yada yada?
Yeah.
That orange shake.
I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Because they do.
I totally missed that.
The problem is they change so fast sometimes.
They do.
The trends.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Honestly, something that's happening right now that I see, and especially in new construction, is a lot of work. You know, number one, gold is coming back. When it comes to
fixtures,
hardware,
gold
fixtures. So, you know, the handles on your sink are in the kitchen, whatnot. So gold is making a comeback. The cabinets, you're starting to see colors, people painting the cabinets, different colors, you know, very, very conservative colors.
Yeah.
But
that and back to kind of that, you know, wood stain. You know, you're not seeing white as much as you.
You're talking about the gray and white was so big for a while.
Oh my gosh,
that was just crazy. Okay, we've got another guest coming up. Can you guys stick around?
I want
to do another segment with you after this next, because there's some things I want to talk about with real estate. I've got questions for you.
Absolutely. Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't good in real estate, but I'm still fascinated by real estate. And it's great talking to experts. I'm just being honest. We got
to
send a quick break. We'll be back with Keith Papert, Challenge the Outdoors. Wonderful, wonderful organization. Back after this.
Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep. He can't hang around.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, will be talking about the DNC and the implosion of the GOP. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
And now for the Pella Play-by-Play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow?
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules?
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 3 years with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Save 31/2024.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.